This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group provided the shirts as part of the gift bags for the most recent 2020 Todd Wright Tour Championship Golf Tournament on Copperhead at the Innisbrook Resort. My thanks to Brandon Legal Group for either providing gifts like that at my tournaments or gift baskets for my tournaments. They play in virtually every tournament. We've been connected now for about 3 years via the Todd Wright Tour, and I cannot thank them enough for their loyal support of my golf tournaments. So a reminder, when you are in need of legal assistance, and they are a full-service law firm, so you need not ask what type of law they specialize in, call Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Also, Papa John's of Tampa Bay were contributors to the 2020 Todd Wright Tour Championship, not only providing pizza party packs as prizes, but providing every player a free pizza voucher in their gift bag. Thank you, Mike Lentz. Thank you, Denny Gray. Mike is the GM of the store on West Waters. Denny is the GM of the store on West Kennedy. They are the two stores that I do most of my business with, but I thank Papa John's of Tampa Bay for their nonstop contributions to Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments and their friendship. Papa John's is currently featuring a new pizza called the Shaq-a-Roni. It is a specialty pizza featuring the largest slices in the history of the company, 66 slices of pepperoni, double cheese. The slices are foldable. And for those of you that don't like to eat those crust edges, they don't exist on this pizza. The cheese goes all the way to the edge. Check out the new Shaq-a-Roni. And thanks to Papa John's of Tampa Bay for their support of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They were the original sponsor of my first ever podcast, year one of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Nice to have them on the Toddcast as we speak. Speaking of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, that is scheduled to return on or around July 24th, sponsored for the fourth straight year by Hooters. So for those of you that play fantasy football and are looking for fantasy football information, or are some of my loyal podcast listeners or podcast players in our fantasy leagues, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast returns on July 24th, separate podcast from the Todd Wright Toddcast. My email, should you wish to comment on this podcast, is right.todd@yahoo.com. I condemn those of you that make comments about my podcasts on message boards, say on joebucksfan.com. You're lame, you're pathetic, you're cowardly. Also, it's so 20th century. Write an email. And if you have a problem, or you want to be productive and have a suggestion or start a healthy dialogue, email me at right.todd@yahoo.com and you'll get a personal response. Thank you. Thanks always to joebucksfan.com for what they do in terms of distribution of the Todd Wright Toddcast. I have no official affiliation with joebucksfan.com. I just support them. They support me. We have a good friendship. We have a nice working relationship, and it's mutually beneficial. They are big Bucks fans there. I'm not necessarily a big Bucks fan, which is why most of my podcasts do not treat the Bucks as the home team. As a matter of fact, none of them do. Even the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast treats all 32 teams equally. There was actually something Buccaneer related that I talked to Joe at joebucksfan.com about to see how they were addressing it and if they wanted me to be the bad guy, per se. But we'll table that for now. But I do have something that sort of falls in line with that and is somewhat connected to what's been going on in all of our lives in some form or other now for 4 months. You've made it one-third of a year dealing with new rules about what you can do, what you can't do, and unfortunately they seem to change. Not so much day by day anymore, maybe not week by week, but still, you know, every now and then, yeah, you can do this, but you can't do this. Well, we told you don't do this, but you can do that. It's frustrating. It is. It inconveniences some more than others. And I said at the beginning of all this, at the Todd Wright Toddcast, I would continue to entertain you. I have stopped watching or listening to some media organizations that provide me entertaining content because they have felt the need to be newsy or newsy informative, and it doesn't entertain me. And that's why I have either reduced or eliminated some of those media outlets. I know where to get the information that I need for my day-to-day, but the reason I seek out many media outlets is to freaking entertain me. And when you stop doing that, I stop listening or watching. So I didn't do that here. And one of the things I will do today is to entertain you. It is for entertainment purposes only. I'm basically going to get snarky with you, get sarcastic. Perhaps some of you will call it witty. And I'll give it a caveat that there are things I like that most of you probably do not. Oh, off the top of my head, Lea Michele, payday bars, doing laundry, betting the under, skipping the opening acts entirely at most concerts, going to the movies alone, the TV show The Masked Singer, and eating olives. I give that disclaimer because I'm about to say some not-so-bad sports things about the calendar year 2020 as of today's date. What are we, July 16th, July 17th? Let's see, my tournament was on the 12th. I'm recording this on Thursday, roughly 11 a.m. So yeah, July 16th. Hey, some of you, like me, have... what day is it? Because we're out of our routines. Again, I'm being snarky here to entertain you. And I'm also being personal about it. So here are some not-so-bad sports things about this calendar year as of today. In no particular order. 102 regular season Major League Baseball games per team were eliminated. That's a good thing in my opinion. Oh, I can give you a lot of reasons why. The baseball season's too damn long. Most of those 102 regular season Major League Baseball games are irrelevant. And I stopped watching baseball over a handful of years ago, and you can tell me what I missed. Various teams stealing signs. Do we know yet who all did it? TV ratings consistently on the decline. Prices to go to games going up. What did I miss? 102 regular season Major League Baseball games per team with the potential for more were wiped out this year. That's not a bad sports thing to me. In line with that, I have one more baseball one. We got through the summer without the... this usually goes on for about 24 to 72 hours, where people feel the need to use the word snub more than they use it any other time in a calendar year. It is when the All-Stars are announced. And the baseball still has an antiquated rule, another reason why baseball popularity is in decline, that every team must be represented in its All-Star game. So it's not an All-Star game if the one player picked from a team isn't All-Star worthy. It's an all-team game, not an All-Star game. So in every city, and of course nationally to fill airtime, people feel the need to be the good guy and say, ooh, he was snubbed. He was snubbed too. And boy, was that guy snubbed as well. What they don't do is complete their argument, because rosters have a maximum limit. And if you're going to make a case that one, two, three, or more players got snubbed, you need to be the bad guy and tell me who doesn't belong on the team. And virtually all of the loudmouths and others who do this snubbing, they don't do that. They don't get it. And that's why not having that as part of my summer was another not-so-bad sports thing about 2020. So you're probably thinking, oh, so you're just going to rip the sports that you don't like anymore. No. I'm going to give you two golf ones, and you know how much I love golf. I love playing it. I love hosting golf events. And I love, well, I love betting on golf, playing fantasy golf. And I love watching the PGA Tour. PGA Tour golf events look and sound like actual golf with zero drunk fans on the golf course. The PGA Tour, as of today, since the restart, is in event number 6. And basically, there's not been an issue. You can claim there's been a positive test here or there. Oh, okay. And yeah, they have figured out a way to deal with that. It's unfortunate that the player has to miss a tournament, but in the example of Cameron Champ, he was back the very next event. It was supposed to be the first 4 events with no fans. Let's just get this thing restarted. Let's not make it complicated and let's go. And then this week, the fans were supposed to return, which technically was the 6th tournament. This week is the 2nd at the same course. The PGA Tour backed off that and said, nah, not now. They didn't want to mess with a good thing, and it was a very, very good decision. They were going to let about 8,000 fans a day on the course. They weren't going to build any grandstands. They weren't going to have any hospitality tents. It was basically allowing 8,000 people over a golf course that spans over 7,000 yards, do social distancing, and watch Tiger Woods and Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka and Rory McIlroy. They decided against it. I think they did it for the right reasons. And I think watching the best players in the world play golf in a television show is the best golf that I've seen on television in an awful long time. So that's a not so bad sports thing about 2020 as well. I'll give you one more with one of my favorite sports in golf. The lame golf infomercial that every 2 years called the Ryder Cup is staged will not be played this year. And essentially the reason given is that the Ryder Cup is made solely by the fans, that it's the one event at a golf tournament where you have rowdiness, you have rooting interest, it's one team or the other, you have home course advantage. But there's so many elements of the Ryder Cup, and I'm a golf fan, that I think are complete bullshit. And that's why I call it golf's infomercial. I'm sorry, I am an American, and when the American team wins, it doesn't benefit my life one bit. Just as when the European team wins, it doesn't negatively impact my life as an American one bit. They just drew teams. That's it. I don't know why the wives or girlfriends are there. They're not playing. They don't count on the scoreboard. Sure, they can be there, but how they are involved has never made any sense to me. Golf to me is about individual play. Now, granted, the tournaments I host are two-person or four-person events, but I don't host professional golf events. Maybe before my time, the Ryder Cup actually meant more. And I know there are some famous golf moments that came out of the Ryder Cup. But I'll just give you this. Everyone knows Jack Nicklaus won 18 majors. Well, everyone who follows golf. And most of those same people know Tiger, as of today, has won 15. Do you know how many matches they've won in Ryder Cup play? Does it even come up when we mention how many majors they've won? So why is it important? Because golf wants you to think it's important. And I'm telling you as a golf fan, it's not. And it goes back to my original one about drunk fans on the golf course that have been removed, and it's a much better product. Let's move on to another one that doesn't entertain me. Sports also is supposed to entertain me. The WNBA never has. No, this isn't about women's sports. I actually miss women's tennis. I will watch the women play at the U.S. Open. I've done it in person. I've done it for years. I miss the women playing at Wimbledon. Wimbledon had pandemic insurance, just like the RNA did on the Open Championship. And they had such good pandemic insurance, Wimbledon's going to go ahead and pay those who qualified and give them, I think it's around $32,000 in U.S. dollars. Yeah, you qualify for the tournament. Sorry we didn't have it. You still get paid. Yeah, trust me, Djokovic and Serena, they're not missing the money. So this isn't about a blanket on women's sports. I'm just not entertained by the WNBA. And I find it interesting that in the last month, as the league tries to restart in their own bubble down at the IMG Academy, that league is doing more bad PR than any other league is. So a not-so-bad sports thing about 2020 is as of July 16th, there have been no unwelcome WNBA games, WNBA promos, or similar on my television. Because they don't entertain me. You know what else doesn't entertain me? The Summer Olympics. I was a little more into it when I was young, but I think back then it mattered more. I would argue that most of you listening to a podcast like mine feel about the Olympics the same way I do. Now, why you feel about it the same way I do may be different. But when the Summer Olympics would have been on this summer, filling up various NBC Universal channels with sports to me that are irrelevant, with athletes I've never heard of, and after a span of 1 or 2 weeks, we'll never hear of again, either ever or for 4 years. And they're backstories that I just don't care about. They don't affect my life. They don't inspire me. It doesn't entertain me. Every 4 years, there's sports you've never otherwise would watch on television, and you think that just because it's the Olympics, you should watch it. I'm telling you, you don't have to. So another not-so-bad sports thing about 2020 was that the Summer Olympics were not contested. Here's another one. Very early in all this, I never had to hear one person that I don't care about tell me who busted their NCAA tournament bracket. Yes, I like the NCAA basketball tournament. Yes, it was the first casualty of all this shit. And it would have been fun to watch the games. I haven't been to a Final Four in a long time. But when I was a bit younger, college basketball and the tournament was one of my favorite sports. I went to all or parts of 10 Final Fours. My first one was the Fab Five, winning in the semis and then losing in the final to Duke. I remember so many things about that Final Four in Minneapolis. Michigan actually led Duke at the half. I know they lost by 20. And no, that's not the one where Weber called the timeout. That was the next year in the final against North Carolina. To me, college basketball isn't what it was. It's better than baseball compared to what baseball was. But never along the way have I cared about random people who volunteer who they picked in their bracket and then why their bracket was busted. So another not-so-bad sports thing about 2020 as of today, July 16th, is I didn't have to hear any of that a few months ago. While at the same time, I would have enjoyed watching the games. I'll stop there. There were others on the list. Perhaps another time. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Call anytime for a free consult. They are a full-service law firm. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Papa John's. Papa John's of Tampa Bay are huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. I thank Mike Lentz, Denny Gray, and Papa John's of Tampa Bay for their continuing support. They were also the first sponsor of my first podcast 5 years ago. It's nice to talk about them again on one of my podcasts. Remember, they feature currently the Shaq-a-Roni, largest slices in Papa John's history, 66 pieces of pepperoni, double cheese, and if you don't like those edge crusts, they don't exist with the Shaq-a-Roni. Check it out. Thanks to Papa John's of Tampa Bay. My social media, Instagram, at ToddWright2020. Twitter, at ToddWright2020. Facebook, it's not a page. It's just Todd Wright, me, in Tampa, Florida. Send me a friend request, and I'll add you. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.